We're here with Evan Mathis today. And Evan, at what point in your life did you realize that you had a realistic shot to make it in the pros?
Okay, I've never been much of one to follow reality as much as I have my dreams. Early on, I think it was about ninth grade, I wrote a journal that we did in English class. And it was just write what you want to do in life. And I said, I want to go to the University of Alabama. I want to play football. I think I said I want to play baseball too. And then I want to go to the NFL. And then I want to go to the WWF to be a professional wrestler.
Did you wrestle around with your brother in the backyard?
No, yeah. We made up characters. We all had a list of like 20 different people that we would go into character for. They all had their own entrance music.
I'm really curious as to what your entrance was.
Usually, we had a lot of Rocky soundtrack stuff.
Okay.
So, you know, a lot of the Survivor, Eye of the Tiger type stuff.
Well, the funny thing is that we actually found a baby picture. You're actually donning a garb of a really famous wrestler that you had just mentioned, Hulk Hogan.
Yeah, this isn't me, but this is Becky being funny. Becky spends too much time on the internet.
Just like you do. You're very active in your online media presence. But, you know, how did that begin? Because it started at a young age, but it all started with AOL.
My first screen name, I was a big Bone Thugs and Harmony fan, and I was the white member of Bone Thugs and Harmony, so
perfect.
I was Milkbone 15.
So is that where you, like, picked up the ladies at 14 years old?
Actually, I did. I met my first two girlfriends on AOL. I was really kind of socially awkward in high school early on.
No.
Maybe still now, I guess, so, but, yeah. Anyway, I would search the member directory for girls in my area and just start chatting with them and just being a dork, exchanging pictures and kind of just building friendships online. The next thing I know, meet my first girlfriend that way.
How much of an impact has Coach Mudd have on the way that you play the game?
I think I've been the kind of guy who has a lot of physical talent. And early on, I think I was misguided. I didn't move to guard until my senior year of college. So the evolution of myself learning the multiple techniques that it takes to play in the league took me a while. When I had the opportunity to come play for the Eagles, it was one of the reasons I came here was because I heard that Howard Mudd was coming and I'd heard amazing things about him. Whatever I need to use in any situation, the technique, the footwork, I have an answer for everything now. It's not out there just trying to rely on raw talent or anything like that. There's an answer for it. There's a certain way to do everything.
First it was Peters, then Kelsey, then Watkins, and now Harriman's all out with injuries. You know, how does it feel to be the last O-line starter standing?
It's a rough situation, more so because those guys, you know, this is what they do. This is what they're most passionate about. It's football. And you see them one at a time losing their season. And, you know, they want to be out there. You know, it's kind of crushing to not be able to do what you do in life and to be limited in that aspect. And, you know, I don't look at myself as the last man standing. I more so, you know, I think it's terrible for them to not have the opportunity to be out there. But on the other end of the token, you have a lot of guys who are getting opportunities that they might not have gotten if these guys stayed healthy. And it's their chance to step up, you know, and make a name for themselves.
You purchased one of these.
Yes.
Which is a Rockafire explosion set whenever you played for the Panthers.
Yes.
What led you to buy one of these?
Okay. The Rockafire explosion, if you don't know what it is, Google it. Okay. This band was at Showbiz Pizza Place in the 80s into early 90s. And Showbiz Pizza Place eventually became Chuck E. Cheese when they were bought out. And I would go to Showbiz and eat my pizza, play my games, see the Rockafire explosion, and I was just in awe. I was like, these guys are awesome. You know, they were really far ahead of their time, these animatronic robots on the stage. And I always had this plan to put it in a game room in my house, have some cool retro arcades, just a big throwback room. And that still will happen. It hasn't happened yet. So these poor guys are actually in two pods in storage in Charlotte right now. I hope they're not claustrophobic because it's a tight fit in there.
All right. Thanks, Evan.
Thank you.